Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. Says that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. That is an awesome verse. Think about what Jesus just said. Yes, the last part of that verse, he came to give his life as a ransom for many. That's amazing to think that Jesus has come to die, to pay the price of our sin for us so that we can be forgiven. He's given his life as a ransom. But then even before that, he said, I did not come to be served, but to serve. That's an astounding statement for the God of the universe in the flesh to make. Jesus saying, I didn't come to be served by you. And the word he uses for serve here is the word that we use to get the word deacon. I mean, it literally means to wait on tables. This is Jesus saying, I didn't come to be waited on by you. I came to wait on you. I didn't come to be served by you. I came to serve you. I didn't come to be helped by you. I came to help you. This is Jesus saying that he came to be our servant. He came to be our help, our waiter, in a sense. This is lunacy. No religious teacher talks like this. Jesus did not come as a potentate whose personal whims were to be catered to by lowly servants. Jesus is saying, I came to be the lowly servant. Which makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, this is the only way we can be saved from our sins, is if Jesus serves us. We can't be saved by serving him. We need him to do the saving work in our hearts. And it's not just to the point of our salvation. It's every single day in our salvation. I think about waking up this morning. I've got so many needs in my life. I need wisdom in this or that area. I feel weak in this or that way. I'm tempted in this or that way. I need help. And the whole point of why Jesus came is to say, I've come to help you. I'm hearing this word this morning as I'm thinking about all the needs in my life. And Jesus is saying, I'm going to wait on you. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to provide you with the wisdom you need. I'm going to provide you with the strength you need in your weakness. I'm going to enable you to resist temptation in this way or that way. Let this soak in. When you wake up in the morning, Jesus, the God of the universe, stands ready to serve you. That's why he came. He didn't come to be served, but to serve. Oh God, we can hardly even wrap our minds around this reality. Thank you for the way you love us, the way you stoop in your Son to serve us. We confess we are needy people. Even the essence of why we pray is because we're needy people. We're looking to you even right now. We're saying we need you. We need your help. I think about all the areas in my life, the areas in people's lives who are praying this with me. We have so many needs. We need so much help. And we praise you for being our helper. What a thought that you, the God of the universe, would be our helper, that Jesus, you would stoop to serve us. So we say, yes, we want to be served by you today. Serve us, strengthen us, satisfy us, help us, provide for us in all the ways we need it today. And we pray these things with gratitude in our hearts for your love for us, for your gracious desire to serve us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.